Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchus Shabbos, and we're starting Klal Laman Aleph, the Malacha of Shochet. So the Malacha of Shochet includes killing a living being, a living animal, or a person, Chas V'Shalom. It also includes causing a wound, or causing bleeding, in some way where the person is taking out or lessening some of the chiyus which is in the person. So the Malacha is taking away the Shama, taking away chiyus. So any act of removing blood, causing a wound, cutting part of the body off, would be included in the Malacha of Shochet, or at least it's a Tolda of Shochet. There is a concept in Halacha that Balei Chayim, whose chiyus is very minimal, the Malacha of Shochet does not apply to them. It's still going to be Asur Min Rabbanan, so certain types of insects, which the act of killing them is not going to be a full-fledged Malacha. Which insects that applies to and what exactly the Chazal meant with that is not so clear in the modern Poskim how to apply that, as we will see as we go along. And practically, killing all insects is going to be Asur because of either the Malacha of Shochet or the Issur D'Rabbanan of killing a living being. In most cases, killing an insect is going to be Malacha Shenis Yichol Gufa. He's not planning to use the insect for some purpose. There are some exceptions, of course. Certain types of insects produce certain types of dyes. But in general, that's true, so it's not going to be derisive. It will still be Asur Min Rabbanan. So Chayyadam says, a shochet chayev, a person who kills an animal, by shechting it, it's chayev. And we'll see that it's not necessarily shechting it. It's any way that he's going to be killing it. It's not limited to the act of shechita specifically. Any way that he's taking away the life from a different types of animals, birds, fish, crawling insects, etc. But he adds a condition, Shem Parmer of him, Hashem is having me to offer Kamei Parushim. So this is going to include the insects which are created through a male-female dynamic. Or there's some of them which Chazal talked about develop spontaneously from offer. We don't know exactly what Chazal had in mind when they said that. They're saying it came from microscopic eggs. It was not visible, so it's like it just came out from the offer. Are they referring to something else that we're not familiar with nowadays? But practical level, it's still all of them are going to be us, so the question is if it's going to be chayev. Bein b'shchita, whether he removes the animal's life for us through shechting it, or in the chira, or ripping out the trachea, or b'hako, or b'chaniko, he hits the animal and kills it, or chaniko, he strangles the animal. Chayv m'shem m'tzil s'shama. So all of those cases, the malachim involved will be malachim m'tzil s'shama. L'chein also the harag shmamis, shikaron shpin. There's a prohibition to kill a spider. Spiders in Yiddish are shpin. Alvisha omrim shesakana lechol hamaychol. Even though there is a claim that a spider leaves some type of poison in the food and endangers the food, so theoretically it's a sakana. It's not definite that that's going to happen. Because he could clever the food, so why should he do the malacha to prevent the spider from getting to the food? He could just cover the food in a way that the spider can't get to it. The Mishnah Berurah goes a little bit further. He says that this claim is disputable. It's not really true. So it's not Rebbe Sakana, which is going to be Matur Yisurim on Shabbos. Mikolshkein, the Osel Harag Shar Shkotzim Ramoshim So any type of insect which a person finds, for example, inside of a fruit, so those things are going to be usher to kill on Shabbos. We'll have to discuss whether you have to remove it or not. Is that a concern of barrier to remove that? But the point right now, he's talking about the malach of shoychid, and he's saying that it's not considered shoychid. It is considered shoychid. It's a kill it. It's a person cannot kill these items which are found in the food. Have a good day.